Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of the transference of spirits. This is certainly an important subject for Christians to understand because everybody has been affected by the transfer of spirits. We must understand that life is spiritual. It is important that you understand that the transfer of spirits is referring to negative influence of demonic spirits upon a person's life. We talked about what the meaning of transfer of spirits means. It means to convey, to carry, or to send from one person or place to another evil spirits. This transfer of spirits can be accomplished directly or indirectly. And we've mentioned how these demonic spirits can transfer in many ways. In a general sense, remember, they transfer from person to person, or from a place to a person, or from a person to a place, or from an object or some medium to a person. When these spirits transfer into a person, they will either go into the person's soul or body. They are not in the spirit of a Christian, but they are in the soul or body. Or they will begin to influence the affairs of their life from the outside in some capacity. We've talked about a number of ways that transfer of spirits can come into a person's life. And we've mentioned that the number one source of transfer of spirits is that which comes in from the inheritance line. We mentioned that the iniquity of the fathers is visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation, and that because of the inherited generational iniquity curses, the spirits come into us at the time of conception. We're going to continue and conclude on ways of transfer of spirits today. Another way that spirits can transfer in the home is by letting someone come into your house and fellowship with you who is an unbeliever. 2 John, verse 9 to 11. Verse 9 says, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." That means you should not let anyone come into your house to fellowship with you who is not a born-again Christian. Those who are in cults who come to witness to you, do not invite them into your home. If you want to witness to them, try to convert them to the Lord. Talk to them outside your house. If you allow them to come inside, there's going to be a transfer of spirits into your home through the things that they speak. Now, don't reason this in your mind and think that it wouldn't hurt to invite them in. We must obey the Word of God. It tells us not to let them in. And if you bid the person Godspeed, you'll be a partaker of his evil deeds through the transfer of spirits into you. This is also true concerning any unbelievers. You don't want to invite any into your home that you're going to have fellowship with. If you do, you're going to allow a transfer of spirits into the home. I've cast demons out of people who invited cult members and unbelievers into their home. You've got to protect your house from the transfer of spirits. This brings us to another truth concerning the transfer of spirits. Spirits can reside in buildings or homes. They get into buildings or homes through the people who reside or have resided in them. In the case of a workplace, spirits can dwell in the building through the people who work there. We have all heard of cases where supernatural things were unexplainably occurring in a house, such as lights flickering on and off, doors shutting, furniture moving, dishes falling, hearing of voices and sounds. This is called the activity of poltergeists, spirits that make noise. In reality, this is the presence of demonic spirits in a building or a house who've transferred into that place from someone in the past or present. If a certain sin, such as fornication, were in a particular place, demon spirits of fornication can continue to dwell in that place. The presence of the spirits of fornication could try to influence future dwellers of the building or house to commit the same sin. Demons must be cast out of that place to eliminate their influence. I once was called to go cast demons out of a house where a young girl was suffering nightmares and tormenting fears in her bedroom at night. She reported seeing evil presences in her bedroom at times. Upon entering the bedroom to pray, I immediately discerned spirits of fear and death in the room. I proceeded to cast these spirits out of the home, and from that day on, the girl had no more problems with nightmares, tormenting fears, or seeing any of these evil presences. If you're living in a home where there's unexplained presence of occurrences, you may have demons dwelling there due to the past sins of previous homeowners or tenants. The prevailing spirits could have been dwelling and operating there for years and years, influencing person after person. They must be cast out of the home to stop their activity. it certainly would be a good idea to cast any spirits out of your home from previous owners or tenants. After casting out the spirits, maintain a good spiritual atmosphere in your home by not letting any evil presences come in. Keep a good spiritual atmosphere by playing tapes of anointed praise and worship and or the Word of God. Fill your house with the things of the Word of God and the presence of God. Also, when you go on vacation and stay in a motel, you should bind and cast out all the demonic spirits out of your room so you'll not be negatively influenced by the devil. Play praise and worship or Bible tapes for an anointed and peaceful spiritual atmosphere to assure a restful night. At your workplace, you should bind the demonic spirits in all the employees and cast out any evil spirits from the premises. If you take authority over the demons in the spiritual atmosphere at your workplace, you can work in peace. We've had many testimonies from individuals over the years who used their authority over the demonic spirits operating at their place of employment, and they bound them and loosed their hold and cast the spirits out of the building to eliminate or minimize problems on the job in general or with certain workers. Now, you don't have authority over the will of a person, remember, but you do have authority over the demons in and around them. Cast the spirits out of the building and bind the spirits in the people. You don't cast them out of the person until they've come to the place of receiving Jesus, personal Lord and Savior, and repenting. Otherwise, they'll come back into them. But as you cast the spirits out of the building and bind the demons in the people daily, it will make a difference in the spiritual atmosphere at work. Use that authority over the demonic spirits in every place you go to stop and minimize the effect of any demonic spirits upon your life. A transfer of spirits can also occur through cursed objects in a home. If you have ungodly objects in your home, such as statues of idols or Buddhas or tiki gods or anything that is evil, or you may have occult jewelry or New Age insignia or good luck charms, symbols of witchcraft, or any pagan worship artifacts, a transfer of spirits will occur in that home. I don't care if that's come from your grandmother or grandfather or generations or somebody gave it to you as a memento from being someplace. If it's a cursed object, you need to get rid of it. Deuteronomy 7, verse 25 and 26 says, "The graven images of their gods shall you burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that's on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing." In Joshua 7, verse 1 and verse 12, it says, "The children of Israel committed a trespass, and the accursed thing, for Achan took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. Therefore Israel could not stand before their enemies, but they turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed." He says, "Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed from among you." If you possess any accursed objects, it's an abomination to the Lord. They will bring curses upon your household. You'll not be able to stand against your enemy, the devil. Demonic spirits will be able to prevail against you until you destroy the cursed thing. Do you have anything in your house that could defile your household? If so, you need to destroy it immediately. Do not sell it or convert the value of the object into cash, regardless of how much it's worth. You must not desire the financial value of a cursed object. It must be destroyed. A transfer of spirits can also occur through making a person an idol. Ezekiel 14, verse 6 through 8 says, "Repent and turn yourselves from your idols. Turn away from all your abominations. For everyone which separateth himself from me and setteth up his idols in his heart, I will set my face against that man." If you wish you were another person, that person becomes an idol to you. A person who's your hero, he's an idol to you. When a person is an idol to you, demonic spirits of idolatry of that person will transfer into you. Anything that you look to as a source will become an idol in your life. The world makes idols of movie stars, sports stars, rock stars. And when one makes a person their idol, they've separated themselves from the Lord, and they've allowed an idolatrous spirit to come into them. It's an abomination to the Lord, and the Lord will set his face against that person. Don't let money or possessions be an idol in your life. Remember in 1 Timothy 6, the love of money is the root of all evil. Keep yourself from all idolatry. A transfer of spirits can also occur in times of trauma and tragedy. Oftentimes, one's spiritual guard is down at times of trauma and tragedy. Because of a lack of the spiritual protection, a transfer of spirits can occur. Examples of trauma or tragedy are the death of a loved one, an accident, divorce, breakup of a close relationship, or even from surgery. Cast out spirits out of people in all these areas. In these times, draw close to the Lord for spiritual strength and protection so that no transfer of spirits can occur. Learn to pray without ceasing. Be sure you're walking in line with God's word and confessed your sin. Keep God's word in your mouth. Keep praising and worshiping Him. Keep rejoicing in Him. as you stay in fellowship and you get filled with the Holy Spirit through prayer, praise, and worship, and you stay on top of things spiritually by binding to tie up evil spirits and praying for the Father to send angels to minister to you, to guard you, protect you, strengthen you, then no transfer of spirits will occur in your life. Now, if you've had spirits that have come into you or come into your home, you need to cast them out. You need to get involved in deliverance. God has given us authority over all the power of the enemy. And with our authority, we're to cast out the demons out of us, out of our households, and wherever you go, bind the spirits in people and in places to stop their influence against you. Walk closely with the Lord, keep yourself from sin, and you will see the angels protect you from any transfer of spirits. In summary, we have seen that demonic spirits can transfer in many ways. They can transfer from person to person, from a place to a person, from a person to a place, or from an object or some medium to a person. When demonic spirits transfer to a person, they will either go into the person's soul or body, or they will begin to influence the affairs of their life from the outside. We have seen that the number one source of transfer of spirits in a person's life is coming from the inheritance line. The iniquity of the fathers visited upon the third and fourth generations brings evil spirits into a person from the sins of the parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and even great-great-grandparents. They can manifest early in life or be dormant for long periods of time. They can also work to draw problems to a person throughout their life. They also come in from our own sins, from yielding our members to sin, such as our eyes, our ears, our hands, the words of our mouth, or the thoughts in our mind. Also, a transfer of spirits can occur if we are in fellowship with people who are abiding in sin. We must not have fellowship with anything that is not right with God, that is of lawlessness, of darkness, of Satan, of idolatry, or of uncleanness. A transfer of spirits can occur through people who try to control, manipulate, or dominate you, through sexual sin, through blood transfusions, through witchcraft, through cursed food or drink, through the consumption of alcohol, through giving place to the devil in your home environment. Every head of household must put the Word of God first place in the home and restrain the occupants of the home from sin. Spirits can come in from ungodly music, from evil seen on television, from programs that bring forth sinful worldly ways of living and reacting in life. Spirits come in by allowing someone to come into your house who's an unbeliever. You are not to receive them in your house or give them Godspeed. Spirits can reside in buildings or homes from past or present tenants or owners. You should bind all evil spirits when you go on vacation or stay in a motel, at a workplace to stop the works of the enemy from operating in that place of work, and to minimize problems on the job in general and with certain workers. Transfer of spirits occurs through cursed objects in the home. Get rid of them all. Burn them. Do not sell them. Transfer of spirits occurs through making a person an idol. The world makes idols of movie stars, sports stars, rock stars, and even in the church, believers have made idols of ministers of the gospel. This is all an abomination to the Lord. We're told to keep ourselves from idolatry. Transfer spirits also come in from trauma and tragedy in life. If you will walk in line with God's word and use your authority to bind all evil spirits operating in people and in places, wherever you go, you will see that you will not experience a transfer of spirits, but instead you will abide in peace. I trust these messages have given you important information for your life so that you can walk in victory and possess the promises of God. As I close today, I do have a book on this subject called Transference of Spirits available for $3 postage paid. To get it, give us a call at 602-279-5212. That's Transference of Spirits, $3 postage paid. Call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.